At 0420, Stroll got back to the CP to report the German penetration. When I did a joint interview with Stroll and Winters in the summer of 1990, the conversation went as follows. Ambrose: "So Rod comes back and tells you, 'We've got a penetration here. Now pick up the story.' Winters: 'Let me tell you, when he comes in, he's been in combat. He is breathless, and you take one look at him, and you know here's a guy that has just faced death, no question about it.' Stroll: 'I didn't look that bad.' Winters: 'You don't have to be ashamed of it. Somebody's shooting at you.' Stroll: 'He's saying I shit my pants. I never.' Winters immediately organized a patrol consisting of a squad and a half from 1st Platoon, which was in reserve, plus Sergeant Leo Boyle from HQ section with a radio. Sergeant Talbert ran back to the barn where his men were sleeping. 'Get up, everybody out,' he shouted. 'The krauts have broken through. God damn you people, get out of those beds.' Webster and the others shook themselves awake, grabbed their rifles, and moved out. Winters and his 15-man patrol moved forward quickly along the south side of the dike. As they approached the SS company, he could see tracer bullets flying off toward the south. The firing made no sense to him. He knew there was nothing down that way and guessed that the Germans must be nervous and confused. He decided to stop the patrol and make his own reconnaissance. Leaving the patrol under Sergeant Boyle's command, he crawled to the top of the dike. On the other north side, he saw that there was a 1-meter-deep ditch running parallel to the dike. It would provide some cover for an approach to the road. He returned to the patrol, ordering 2 men to stay where they were, as rear and right flank protection, and took the remainder up and over the dike to the ditch on the north side. The group then moved forward cautiously down the ditch toward the road. When he was 200 meters from the road, Winters stopped the patrol again and moved forward alone to scout the situation. As he neared the road, which was raised a meter or so above the field, he could hear voices on the other side. Looking to his right, he could see German soldiers standing on top of the dike by the machine gun position, silhouetted against the night sky. They were wearing long winter overcoats and the distinctive German steel helmets. Winters was about 25 meters from them, down in the drainage ditch. He thought to himself, this is just like the movie All Quiet on the Western Front. He crawled back to the patrol, explained the situation, and gave his orders. We must crawl up there with absolutely no noise, keep low, and hurry. We won't have the cover of night with us much longer. The patrol got to within 40 meters of the machine gun up on the dike.